Somebody, thank you. Got both over here? All in favor? Thank you, we're done.
I think we have a cog meeting, right?
Cog meeting, stick around.
Need one of those.
I'm hoarse. Okay, everybody, let's get started here on our Council of Governments meeting. Our first item is to determine our quorum.
We got it.
We have a quorum, very good. And I'd like to welcome our folks.
Well, I am, I'm.
Feel welcome. Number two is approval of previous minutes.
So moved.
Second, third.
We have a motion, a second, a third, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We pass number two. Now we are on to our financial update. Camille?
So as of right now, our total bank balance is $6,808,990.55. We have $4,372,216.79 obligated, which leaves $2,436,773.26 available. So one of the things that we're going to be discussing in this meeting today are projects that have obligated balances that do not need to have that balance obligated anymore. As of right now, I know for sure that we're going to be deobligating the balance on the Safe Streets for All. I got a letter from Nick before he left Fife County that that project is complete and we will not have any more billing. So $15,675.49 will be going back to the construction grant fund. I also got an email from Art from Harkin City that the three projects that we have obligated for him are complete and we can deobligate those funds. So Harkin City will not be reporting today because they don't have anything that needs to stay open. So total amount of $9,715.25 will be going back to the preservation fund from Harkin City. So.
Very good. Any questions on the financials? Do we need a motion for that or is it just an update?
We will need a motion on the deobligations at the end after the other cities get a chance to report so I know what needs to go and what needs to stay.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you. That concludes our financial update. We're on to item four, which is action items. Report from Washington County, any way you can read that. So is that you, Tom?
Yeah.
On item four?
A year or two ago, we changed our policies to have an annual update so that we can kind of know where we're at with each of the projects. So we asked everybody to use this meeting as the update. Harkin City, she already talked about those, so we can deobligate those funds. The county we came up with, we've got six projects. Just to give you a quick update, Purgatory Road, we actually have two projects that show a $300,000 budget and a $323,000 budget for a total of $623,000. It's with Washington City and Hurricane, and we are trying or intend to complete a alignment study with that funding. So we would like to keep it in there. Hopefully within the next few months, we can get started on that. Co-op Terrace Road, we still have about $145,000 in that. We're still actively trying to get right away on Co-op Terrace Road for both the private landowners and the Water Conservancy District. So we would like to continue with that. Sheepbridge Road, we're going through the process right now, getting our application has been submitted for right away through BLM. We also have acquired some right away already. And we've got three more private ones that we've had appraisals done to acquire that property, and then also working with the Nature Conservancy to get a right of way through their property. So we ask that those $117,000 remain so that we can continue on that project. Gunlock Road Corridor, we've spent about $10,000 on getting alignment and legal descriptions, and now we're actively going after that. So we ask that money still be obligated. We do have a $2.1 million safety improvement project that's been approved, and we're just starting design on that. So our focus will be on getting right away for that project.
Where is that?
Gunlock Road from Vail to the intersection with Highway 91, Old Highway 91.
Oh.
So, but safety improvement projects on that is mostly for motorcycles. We've had several fatalities out there with motorcycles leaving the pavement, and so it's going to be focused on making them safer, more survivable. Sand Cove Road, we have spent some money on the road dedication plat. That process did not get finished through the Water Conservancy District. They were going to donate that right away to us, but we still want to see if we can acquire some of that right away, so that not be deobligated. And Diamond Valley Drive, we were successful in obtaining right away there. We have about $7,000 left. We'd like to actually do a road dedication plat, so they'll be formalized. Right now, it's just a less than accepting type of a legal description, and so we would like that not to be deobligated also. So that's my report. Basically, we'd like to not deobligate any of the county.
Washington City, should we jump to St. George?
Let's come back to Washington City.
Yeah, I can talk about St. George City, not Washington City, sorry. I'm not going to talk about Washington City.
Well, they were before you, so I was just...
There's two projects on the list for St. George, 3000 East widening and also 1450 South widening. We've got the right-of-way, but I'm not 100% sure that we've invoiced the last remaining properties that we have purchased. And so I need a few weeks to make sure that we have invoiced those. So on the 3000 East, there's still some remaining around 569,000. If we haven't invoiced the properties that I've listed, it might be around 450,000 of value. And so there might be around 100,000 or more that's going to be obligated once I find that out. And then the other one, 1450 South, we have the right-of-ways that we purchased. There's one of them that might be outstanding that we haven't invoiced yet. That was around 80, just a little bit more than 80,000, like 83,000 or so. So there might be some money to go back after that. So I'm hoping that recommend that don't deobligate St. George's. We're just about done on those, but I need another month.
Well, good. Ivan?
Okay, yeah, we need to clean up this list quite a bit. So a couple projects on here. I'll start at the top, 600 West, Corossa Drive. There's $200,000 left in there. I think we ended up not having to spend some of that funds because some of the properties developed in here that not having to purchase them. So there's one more parcel there, but I don't think we're ever going to acquire it because they've already given us a pretty firm no on that one. And so let's go ahead and return that $200,000. Then there are three projects on here that say Old Highway 9, and I guess there's four projects to talk about.
Based on the obligation date, so it's probably all the same project, but
yeah.
Like you ask for more and ask for more and ask for more.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Just
that's our way.
I think we're done on acquiring properties on Old Highway 91. So go ahead and close all four of those ones up from those funds. And then there's this $48,000, just says Western Corridor, and I think we can keep those. I think we can keep all the funds on that request, so go ahead and close that one up. And then I've got two more Western Corridor projects. One says along Black Desert, and the other one says Patrice and Canyon. And we haven't spent any of those funds. We haven't done a lot of those purchases yet. So let's keep those two items on the list. Other than that, we should be good.
Well, Burke, Ivan's
Hey. Don't worry. Don't worry. We're just greasing you up so when we come back.
Yeah. Oh, great. Santa Clara? Anything?
The only thing on there is the Western Corridor.
We just obligated it last month, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
We don't want to give it back yet.
And then let's see. Hurricane, we've already talked about. And
Arthur is very efficient. He sent it over.
Yes, did his homework assignment.
So on the 5-county SS4A grant, as was already mentioned, we're finished with that grant. We're finished with the study. We finished ahead of schedule and under budget. Therefore, the federal funds that we have not yet spent are no longer available to us, so we don't need the COG match monies for those federal funds that are not available.
That's good. That's the $15,000.
So we've spent on that project $184,000. We're leaving $15,675.49 on the table. Mm-hmm. We'll return that to the COG.
Kurt, do you have any?
Yes, we just have one update regarding the George Washington Parkway. Those projects are both done and completed with great thanks. We will return the balance back, $21,000 on the one, $2,000 on the other. Put that back in the fund for future use.
Camille, do you have all this jotted down?
I do.
So what, do we need to vote on this?
So yeah, we need an action item to deobligate the items that were listed, which are the discretionary match, the Hurricane 300 West Corridor, the Hurricane 2300 South Corridor, the Ivins 600 West, Ivins Old Highway 91 and Western Corridor, and then the Washington 3650 South Corridor.
Chairman, I move that we approve the deobligation of the funds as described in detail by Camille.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to deobligate. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Make sure it all goes back into the bucket so you can come back and ask for it later. So
I was going to say, how much does that leave now for us to come and ask for?
Well, let's say we have 2 million.
So, 2 million too, huh?
Yeah, 2.4. So we have a little better than 4 now. So.
Hey, by the way, this is an awesome fund. This has accomplished so many important things in my area. I'm sure it's true of every city.
It really has. And along those lines, I'm always impressed with how this county works together, how people aren't greedy about it. They try to help each other, and they recognize this. So thank you all for being that way, because that's not as common as it should be in other counties. So thank you.
So Mayor Krause just said, what can you use this for? And I know you have the master plan.
Since
like,
we're new.
Yeah, so if you have a master plan and it's on your corridor, then that's what you can use this to purchase the fund. Is there something else that we should tell her?
So really right away, right, Todd?
Right away.
Yeah, it has to be for right away purchase or for studies to determine what you need to buy. The main thing that people get crossways on is that it has to be on our priority list. And that list is only updated once a year. So in January of every year, we send out a request to add corridors onto that list. And it gives a criteria of what it has to be. It can't be just a little small local road. Basically, it has to be a collector road or above. And get onto that list, because that allows you to make an application for the remainder of that year.
Yeah. The other element that is very important on this is that the money can only be spent when you have a willing seller. And a willing seller is defined as a person that would take no more than the current appraised value of the property.
If you try to take the property, then the COG money is not available for that.
Can
if
you
have
go
to,
over appraisal if you use city funds to do that?
What was the question?
Yeah.
Could you go over the appraisal amount for the city funds?
There's been a couple of times when St. George City did. They made incentive payments to get early
help.
Yeah. People would. Yeah. So
the COG funds won't go above appraisal.
Yeah. COG funds is just the appraisal, but yeah, you can sweeten the pot with your own funds.
Well, very good. With that, we will stand adjourned.
Thank you.
Good to see you, Mayor.
Good to see you, too.
I can already see you.
It's a great thing.
A little bit.
Huh? Oh, no, it's really a mixed thing for me.
I'm sure it is.
Right?